Welcome to Local Matters, the radio show about all things affecting Central Kentucky with Alan Stein and Skip Elliott. Brought to you by Citizens Commerce. Switch one time for a lifetime.
Welcome to Local Matters, a presentation of LM Communications brought to you by Citizens Commerce Bank. Switch one time for a lifetime. I'm Skip Elliott with Alan Stein. And today we're happy to have Barney Miller, President of Barney Miller's, with us today. Good afternoon, Barney. How are you?
Very good. Good afternoon. Thanks
You're sporting for having a me. Cold, though, aren't you?
A little bit of one, yes.
Okay. Don't forget to disinfect your speakers once we're done.
There you go.
Say, too much travel for those family business meetings in Orlando, right?
Yeah. Okay. And today we're going to talk to Barney about smart homes. And it's a huge thing that's starting to come up, but I think it's bigger than everybody realizes. And Barney, give us a little bit what's going on with smart homes and Alexa and the Google thing and everything else.
Well, let's ask a basic question for people who are somewhat technologically challenged, like me, for example. What in the heck is a smart home?
Yeah, a smart home gives the homeowner the ability to do things with automation. It can be very simple. It could be, you know, play a song. It could be very complex with a scene. You know, turn out your lights, lock your doors, change your thermostat. Maybe your house pretends that you're home when you're not home. There's all kinds of aspects to it, from very basic to very complex, but basically adds some kind of electronics and automation to make your life easier, better, and more fun is what we tell people.
Yeah, I remember when we were renovating our house a number of years ago, the first person I called was Barney, and I said, I want a great big honking TV, and I want speakers all over the place, and ended up with this remote control device, and this was, gosh, I don't know, 16, 17 years ago. And I felt like I was on the spaceship or something. You know, you could do everything in the house with that deal.
And that wasn't near what we're able to do.
Oh, no, no. I can't even imagine what it is now.
Yeah, it's really come light years since then.
I've been watching the Hue lights, and I've been looking at them in this store and that store and stuff, and see them on Amazon and everything. My kids finally bought me the colored ones for for Christmas. Best gift they ever got me.
Oh, cool.
But I've also doubled my investment in it now because I went and got lights for each room and things like that. It's really cool what you can do with these, but I've not explored the thermometer and the heating systems and things like that. But right now I'm just on the lights, and it's really cool to walk in and go, Alexa, turn the kitchen on, and everything's on and where you want it to be. And that's one of the nicest things. But there's a lot more you can do with a smart home.
Oh, yeah. I mean, those lights, for instance, it can be an energy-saving device. It can also be a lamp-saving device. With LED lights, they do last a long time, and they are more efficient. But still, we tend to turn lights on to about 80% typically. Mm-hmm. There would be a scene that would be all on, that type of thing. So at my company, we tend to control the light fixture versus the lamp itself. But you can do it either way. There's many ways to attack a smart home, kind of your do-it-yourself type method, or you know, with a professional and more elaborate setup.
You know, Barney, this leads me to some thought processes. You know, back when I was a kid, of course, and your dad, Harry, was running the business. And I, before, you know, almost preteen, we would come downtown to Barney Miller's, and there would be these listening booths, and you'd buy 45 records, but you wouldn't have to buy them. You could just go in and test drive them, which was really very cool. But it was all about music and all about sound and audio files, and it continued in my brain. That's what Barney Miller's is. But I'm hearing you talk about being way beyond that now, way beyond just music and sound.
Absolutely, yeah. The controlling the home environment and security and entertainment, it all can work together in a smart home system. It really kind of the sky's the limit on what you want to do. You know, my home, for instance, I have water sensors in the basement. If there was ever a leak, it would alert me. I can adjust the thermostats upstairs or down, put the garage door down. The motorized shades go up and down as the daylight, you know, progresses, or, you know, at daylight or dusk. They're just, the sky's the limit. If you can think of it, we really can control it nowadays. And again, some can be simple do-it-yourself things, and some can be more elaborate. You know, a lot of things can work automatically that you don't have to push a button, but we also give people the ability to control things with a button.
Mm-hmm.
And scenes are very strong, valuable things to have happen, and where you can have multiple commands with the touch of one button, a good night scene, for instance, that type of thing. So, you know, that's really popular nowadays.
How many folks are using these technologies in their homes now?
Yeah, there's the smart home market hit 1.5 billion devices in 2017. So it's very prevalent.
Is that a U.S. number or worldwide?
That's a U.S. number.
1.5 billion
devices. Yeah. Yeah. And so it's.
So that's what? I have five devices per person in America.
Yeah, pretty much so. That's what I'm
hearing.
Wow. And I think that you know, that can include smart phone devices and things like that. So, you know, all that can be encompassed in a smart home device. But yeah, it's very popular, and homeowners are very receptive to learning about that technology. They're asking for it. They're aware of it. And I think some of the advertisements, like the Google Assistant and the Alexa,
right,
you know, Echo device, those have spurred it on to educate people about it, and they're interested in more and more.
How's that impacting the real estate market?
I think it definitely has. I think the resale value on homes that have this technology is now a value. Back in the old days, maybe when you know, there was multi-room music and a home theater system,
right,
it had a little bit of impact on a resale of a house. But a lighting control system, a camera security system, those things really add value to homes. And we run into clients sometimes that really don't care about home entertainment. They care about more of the, you know, environmental control type, you know, systems, and home entertainment secondary sometimes.
That sounds like the debate with my wife and me in our house. We have different
yeah,
priorities about what these technologies can do.
Absolutely.
It's really funny. I'll be sitting in the family room and the lights will come on and I'll instantly say, it's 5:30.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
And there's new stuff coming up every day, too. But one of the first uses of smart homes was at my house a long time ago when my kids were in middle school. They kept losing the keys to the front door. So I went out and bought a smart lock.
Sure.
With keypad on it.
Yeah.
And we've had those. I put my third one in about a year ago.
What's the number?
Uh-uh.
I thought I'd catch him
but
a little off
guard.
On
the other side of that, there's some traps to smart homes, because that combination they would give to their friends to come over so they wouldn't have to come downstairs. So you got 15 kids that know the combination. If you don't change that combo.
Well, you know what? That leads me to another question, Barney. We are such a society of change. We do accept change,
sure,
pretty well, but there has to be some techno resistance out there, I would think. Do you run into any of that?
Yeah, I think there are people, maybe in the security element, you know, can people, you know, break into my home or, you know, hack into my network, that type of thing are probably the big issues that we get. And then there are people that, you know, they look at a touch screen and or a handheld remote control and their eyes gloss over, and, you know,
yeah,
and they like, what is this? But
yeah,
we've,
that,
you know,
you got me there.
I do think that, you know, if you make a simple design and a simple interface that people pretty much work with it, you know, it's a we try to make sure that everybody's on one app to the best of our ability instead of multiple apps.
Yeah.
And that really simplifies things, and that lets subsystems work together in unison, so one button push can do a lot of type of things. And so we've pretty been able to overcome that. I do think some of the do-it-yourself people, they'll go to a mass merchant and buy some products, and you know, they get a little bit out of it, but maybe they don't get the full benefit out of it because they kind of get stymied on that.
Right.
And then, you know, there is the part that, you know, not if but when something goes wrong, whether it needs rebooting or what it may be, then who are you going to call? So it does help to have a technology advisor, you might say, to call and you know, help you out on those types of situations.
By and large, you can run all of these things off of an app on your phone?
Absolutely. I can do virtually anything you can imagine from my phone right now, right here. I don't even have to be home.
Yeah, same thing here.
Yeah.
I guess I need to get there.
Mine's all lights. Mine's all lights. So I've not gotten to the part to where I want to integrate my home, but I could do that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And that's where I would probably come to somebody like you or another professional to go, okay, do it right for me because this is my house.
The environmental stuff's probably a little bit simpler to do it yourself. Once you start blending home entertainment into it, TV control, cable box control, Blu-ray, the stream, Apple TV streaming, all that kind of thing. And it really gets a little bit more complex. You really have to have a good network. That's in the last several years, that's been our biggest single push is to make sure that people have a good home network. They've got a robust router. They've got access points, so they have good switches. In other words, they've got good wired and wireless connectivity to all these types of products, because if your network bogs down, if you've got a little, $180 router in the corner of your house and you're trying to connect to it in the other corner of the house, then it doesn't work very well. And so that really can bog down a whole smart home system.
And all of that are services and technologies and hardware that you know how and what to provide, right?
Absolutely. Quite often there's different brands, different models, and we even run into situations where, when this planet lines up with this planet, something doesn't work, that you would never anticipate. So you're putting together a lot of unrelated pieces and parts and making them work as a, unified system. And that takes experience and, know-how, really.
Do you do training? I mean, do you have classes or anything like that?
We do training for our clients, and we are going to have a smart home seminar and open house in June. And we've done a couple in the past, and people do seem to be receptive to it. So.
Well, we can help you get the word out about that.
I'm sure you can.
I know somebody. I also know that you can change the name of Alexa.
Yes.
Because I have a friend, well, we all probably remember Alexa Gromko from
2006.
Sure. She's out in Colorado. She's a friend of mine on Facebook.
Right.
And when the Alexa phenomenon started happening, I said, do you have a problem like that in your home? She didn't say she had one, but I know that if she put it in, because I'm sure her kids are already asking her for things already.
Yeah. I think there's three names, last I recall, that you can put in there. I don't think there's an unlimited amount of names that you can do on that, but
Now it's doing voice recognition as well.
Yeah, and voice recognition's getting better and better. It's about 90% roughly accurate right now, but that has been a slow-moving process. There are some, big-hitting companies that are working hard on that. We try to use it as a useful tool to communicate with your system, not as the only thing, because – you don't want to use that to change channels on or things, really basic mundane tasks. We use it for scenes and things like that. Mm-hmm.
This is Local Matters, a presentation of LM Communications brought to you by Citizens Commerce Bank. Switch one time for a lifetime with Barney Miller, president of Barney Miller's, and we're talking about smart home.
Barney, let's talk about something that is on everybody's mind now. You alluded to it very briefly earlier, security. How much of is being driven in this smart homes market by people who want more security?
Yeah, that's a really growing category. Security for their networks, security for their doors and locks and that type of thing, and then security with cameras. And cameras are a really growing segment, video surveillance. People want it on the front door. I've got it when somebody rings my doorbell, I can answer my door from, home or away, that type
from
of thing.
Your phone.
From my phone. Yeah. And that, that also, it becomes just one of the cameras in my system, but I also can answer, a voice communication that way. But it is really a growing category. I think some people do offer, or have concerns about the security of their home electronically, where people hack into it and things like that.
Well, given just the news of the day,
yes,
that would be something of real import to a lot of folks, I would think.
It is, and we have never had anybody had a problem with that, other than there was a camera NVR recorder that the brand itself was hacked into, not just individual houses, and that was pretty easy to overcome at that point in time. There was just some settings that we had to go in and change once they changed the firmware on it. But for the most part, these systems are very secure. If you can get into your phone, you need to make sure you have a passcode on your phone, because once you get into somebody's phone, then you can do some things on there.
Right.
And then once you're in the house, there are some voice commands that can control the house and that type of thing. But You know, you have to be very specific on those. But for the most part, these systems are real secure. For instance, would be a hotel with 2,000 rooms in it, and each room has its own smart home system that don't affect each other. So, you know, they are there's a very robust security network on smart home systems.
There's some interesting things coming up. What's coming out in the smart homes?
Yeah, I think, you know, I took a seminar last week from Google, and they're really pushing the Google Assistant, mm-hmm. and they envision that to be kind of like your personal secretary, whether you're on your phone, you're in your car, or at your home. And, you know, you can say, you know, I'd like dinner reservations tonight. And this assistant will know, you know, certain restaurants that you like, and it can do things for you very automatically, you might say.
They'll all have their own artificial intelligence.
Exactly. Drivers, and yeah. You might even say, I want to have dinner tomorrow night with Joe, and, you know, Joe Smith or something, and then it'll automatically communicate with Joe Smith, automatically get your dinner reservations for you. There's a really robust amount of information and things that this can do. And then another thing I thought was very interesting is this wellness push, you might say. And it's very new in our industry, but I think it's very interesting. And I think the home building market would be very interested in it. I haven't had a chance since it was just last week I took this seminar, but to talk to our builder customers with this. But we spend roughly 90% of our time indoors. And there's a certain percentage, I think it was like 5 or 6% of our health that we can't do a thing about. It's just heredity.
Right.
But there's a lot of things that we can do to help our health out. So sleep is a big one, you know, so to make sure that your temperature of your home goes down at a certain hours of the night. There's also, based on, you know, the evolution of man, lighting, we used to be outdoors all the time. So, once the sun starts going down, I can't actually remember the terminology on it off the top of my head, but once the sun starts going down, your body goes into a different mode, you might say. So you could actually change the color temperature of your lighting in your home at a certain time of day automatically and get your body more suited for bedtime. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, there's all kinds of particles in your home and that type of thing. And so you can have sensors in your home that can detect that type of thing and turn on air filters automatically. When you're cooking in the kitchen, for instance, that might be a thing to turn it on. So there's all these types of smart home wellness technologies that'll be hitting the market and coming on. And that's definitely something that we'll be talking about.
So we're way past just having smoke alarms and CO2 detectors, yeah. Right?
Absolutely. And there's some very smart people behind this wellness push in the United States, and there's already a good structure for it. And so we're investigating that right now.
So if you let's just say I call you up and say, hey, Barney, I want you to come to my house.
Mm-hmm.
My house is 30 years old,
right?
You know, in a nice subdivision, but it's not all that smart.
Yeah.
I want you to come in and do the whole thing for me. That can be done. What kind of cost are you looking at? What are the ranges for that?
Yeah, ranges for smart homes. We typically start with, basically a home entertainment control system that you can control a couple lights, that type of thing. That's probably $900 to $1,000 starting point. Little programming, maybe one light dimmer, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
And that allows you to add a little bit to it. But in our world, there's these processors that control this home entertainment or smart home system. And there's different sizes of processors depending on how many things you want to control. So I would say that, you know, a lot of our smart home systems have, you know, home theater systems in them, have flat panel TVs in them, have speakers in them. So, you know, that adds to the cost of the system. But I would say $1,000, it's not uncommon for us to do a $50,000 or $60,000 system,
yeah.
You know, with, you know, motorized shades and things like that. We've done systems over $300,000, so it can go way up.
Are most builders today employing some of these technologies in their new homes?
Absolutely, yeah. We've got a list of some of the best local builders that we partner with, and I think they've all embraced that technology. Their clients want it. They at least want to get the infrastructure for the network and some devices, you know, in the walls and that type of thing. And then
And they just build it into the price.
They like the structured wiring and that type of thing, right, is built into the price. And then sometimes, you know, the clients will finance smart home technology through the builder. That all, I think, it depends on the home and the financing and things like that. Quite often the builders will, take care of the basics, you might say, and anything above and beyond that, then the customer deals directly with us.
I'm pretty sure if I invested $50,000 to $60,000, that my home would be a heck of a lot smarter than me.
I'll give you, for instance, you can talk to your home, you're coming home. I can push a button on my phone and it says garage. And so my garage door opens, anywhere basically I want it to, but say I'm driving home, I'm at a stoplight. I can say, garage, or hit a button, garage door goes up, security disarms, lights in the, entryway, kitchen, bedroom, family room come on to preset levels, and it starts playing music in the kitchen and the bedroom. And so you don't have to, you're carrying something. You don't have to hit 20 different buttons to do that. Yeah. You're not messing with blinds. They're coming up and down automatically. So, just think how many times you open a window blind or something in your lifetime, or flick a light switch, things like that. So maybe that's really not a bad value if it really adds to your life.
No, not at all. But so as we're starting to wrap up this conversation, mm-hmm, because you just came from a seminar with Google.
Yeah.
Tell me what it's going to look like 5 years from now. What are they telling you?
Well, I think they don't even know for sure. Yeah. But, they are banking on these large companies are trying to bank on that their interface will control many different things. And I think that advanced, maybe artificial intelligence, will do a lot of the thinking for us. You'll be able to do things manually, of course, but I think that artificial intelligence and, maybe that really makes your home really smart at that point versus pushing a button or talking to it, that type of thing.
Remember when we used to stand up and walk, get the kids to stand up and walk across the room to change the channel?
Absolutely. Yeah.
I do too.
I don't know if you young guys remember but I certainly do.
Now, I do know that all the three major Google and Amazon, they all don't talk together, but they all do similar things.
That's right.
Is there any chance they're all going to get together as one voice?
I don't really see it.
VHS.
Yeah, I don't really see that in the near future. There is ways that you can take their devices and talk to other devices, and then they've got some compatibility with certain devices. So, certain companies get on the bandwagon with Google, some with Amazon, some with both. But it has to, it is complex to make that compatibility out there. And that's why it's probably been a little bit slow moving, the do-it-yourselfer world at this point.
Yeah. Right now it's down to about lights.
Yeah.
Do-it-yourselfers. But it's been an interesting conversation. Thanks for opening our eyes to it.
Well,
it's been great, Barney. Thanks.
All right. Thanks for having me.
And thank you for your time today, Barney. And we really appreciate it. That wraps up this week's Local Matters, brought to you by Citizens Commerce Bank. Switch one time for a lifetime. Join us next week on Local Matters.
You've been listening to Local Matters, the radio show about all things affecting Central Kentucky, brought to you by Citizens Commerce. Switch one time for a lifetime. The views expressed in this podcast are not necessarily the views of LM Communications Broadcast Media Group affiliates or sponsors.